Ryan Grant took a blow to the head. He did not return. Pepper and the medical staff felt that his, it cleared quickly, but we'll take a close look at him tomorrow and Monday and make sure he's okay. Also, Tom Crabtree had examination on his hand. The x-rays were not very definitive, so he will have another scan tomorrow. Those are our two injuries.
Mike, you didn't seem, at halftime, you didn't seem happy with the way the team started the game?
Was not happy with the way we started the game, and that was communicated to our football team, and they're not happy with the way we started the game, and it's an experience that we need to make sure we learn from. You don't start football games that way. It doesn't matter who you're playing, where you're playing them, especially at Lambeau Field. So it's a learning experience for a football team.
Mike, at halftime, you seem to indicate that maybe some of that should fall on you, too, as the head coach. What did you mean by that?
Well, I take a lot of pride in the way my team comes out of the field, onto the field. So I'm not naive to think that what I say is going to make them play better and worse, but when your team comes out and the other team's playing at a little more, different level, the defensive drive, it was way too easy. They went right down the field on us. We come out and we fumble the ball on the first snap of offense. That's not the way the game of football is supposed to be played. So our starting point was not what it needed to be. And I always look in the mirror first when something like that happens.
How would you assess your special teams, whether punting or returns?
Well, the punting, I thought they started out very well. Both Chris and Tim, we needed some big punts there in the fourth corner to change the field position. We did not get that part done, so that was a negative. But I can promise you that it's a competition that's being closely evaluated, and now that we have live tape to evaluate both and opportunity to look in their eyes during the course of the game, so we'll have more information as we move forward. It's going to take four games to evaluate the punting situation, I'm sure. I'm sorry?
Who do you think went into the slow start by the defense?
It's the first preseason game. We didn't start the game the way we should have. So we're going to address that, and we'll look at the film, and we'll look at it as an opportunity to learn from it.
When Ryan got hurt, did you want to come into this game wanting to try and establish some run?
No. I didn't come in and say I'm going to run it or pass it. I think in today's game, it's especially in preseason, their defense came in with a lot of pressure as their emphasis, which is excellent work for our offensive football team. So I thought our first three quarters, both Aaron and Matt in the protection unit and in the run blocking units, there's going to be some really good looks on the tape that we can learn from. The play against our defense every day in practice and then come out here and see the amount of pressure we saw tonight. Those are good things to help you prepare, because I can promise you Philadelphia is going to pressure us in week one. So, there's going to be a lot of good film to learn from.
Mike, did Matt suffer some sort of abdominal injury before halftime? It looked like they were tendon.
He took a shot, but he continued to play. So he played through it. He took a shot as far as he got hit in the ribs. He take a shot medically. I can't really tell you, an individual's performance standing here. Preseason games are different for all head coaches, I assume. I know for me in particular, there's a lot more that I'm watching. In a regular season game, you're more dialed into the offense and listen to the communication in the other two areas, but it was different for me tonight. It was important that everybody played, the different combinations of how they played, getting the young returners in there early in the game. We wanted them to handle the ball as much as possible to see where they are in their development. So I did not single in on one person, so I couldn't tell you how Belaga played. I could not tell you how, I was asked earlier, how Morgan Burnett played. I don't have those answers for you right now.
Looked like Aaron was in mid-season form.
I thought Aaron was sharp. He managed the huddle very well, saw a lot of pressure, made the appropriate checks, and he took advantage of the one-on-one opportunities. I thought the first offense after the turnover played well for the next two series, and then we didn't convert the third down on their fourth series.
Do you think you'll continue to? It looked like your college and Ulaga were rotating series by series of left guard?
The film will answer that. I think that will be illustrated for everybody here in Monday's practice.
What do you think of, did you have any feelings about maintaining taking that field goal?
He made it, did he? It's a heck of a kick. 59er? No, I don't judge the other team. I mean, he has a set of goals and objectives that he's trying to hit, and it didn't bother me any.
Mike, it seemed like Brandon Schiller played a ton of snaps tonight. Are you a little bit worried about him?
Well, our injury report is a big part of that. So our outside linebacker numbers are not very good right now, and hopefully we'll get some guys back healthy and help us out in Seattle.